BMW Mobile.
Porter HK. Mobile.
Yeah, Mobile.
Been inside a new Airstream anyway, so I wouldn't know what the inside of them looks like.
Be a little more claustrophobic. Mine, when you go in, it's an all open floor plan. You got a lot of area, and the Airstream, I think it's made well, and there's a lot of storage and everything, but it just seems real claustrophobic.
Yeah. Look at pictures. I mean, it's just it's a camper. I mean, they have nice layouts, I guess, but there's no slide outs or anything like that on them, so. I don't know. It'd be kind of tough because it's just a normal camper with no slide out. Still go buy cheap pop-ups. Used to be you could buy them brand new, about $4,000 or $5,000. Now they're $12,000 for the same pop-up.
That's for sure.
Something that you could, pull behind a Jeep that were light and everything. It's like, man, they want the same price for them as they do a full-size camper.
Yes, I mean, we had a... It was a small one. I mean, it wasn't the tiniest one. It was like the next step up whenever we first started camping. And if you look at that exact same model nowadays, it's $12,000-something, and I think we didn't pay more than $6,000 to get the air conditioner added on. So it's doubled in price since we had bought one originally. But if you need to move it, you can just push it. You can't do that with a normal camper. You got to hook it back up.
We'll fit on every open camp spot you can find, right?
Beach one time, and they had stuck us in a spot that had a tree like dead center of the spot. You couldn't, even the small pop-up we had, you couldn't hardly get the camper and the car in. So me and the wife took the camper and turned it sideways on the spot and opened it up. And gave us plenty of room then, but we wouldn't have been able to do that if we didn't have pop-up.
If you can put a tent there, you can put a pop-up there.
Yeah, a 32-foot camper, you gotta pick and choose your spots. Gotta know where you're going. NC9B.
Mine's... With it being 32-foot, I told the wife that I don't know. I don't know if I could ever really put it in some of these small campgrounds, like state parks and stuff like that. I don't know. That'd be a challenge.
Got a spot one time, and it was a tight one. It took me a little work to get it in there, but... I got it in, and when it was time to go, he got it out, so I guess it was all good. The guy came up after I backed it in and says, did you back that in there? I said, yep. He says, man, congratulations. I didn't think you were going to make that.
That fifth wheels usually shine, because they can do so much more as far as the turning radius versus the travel trailer.
Yeah.
That would make it even more complicated.
Yours and mine, I can get my fifth wheel up to my house. I don't think I can get your 32-foot deck along. I don't think I can do it. There's one curve there. It's just too sharp.
That's why I don't know if I'll ever break my 32-footer off. If I do, it's probably to go sell it.
My son's got a deck along like that, and I told him, I bet hookups at the house. You're going to come stay at the house with us for a week or two. Be more than happy. Well, I can't get down your driveway. I said, well, we'll swap it. You drop it there in the mailboxes, and I'll put it on my truck. And see if we get it up there.
Leon, whoever doubled with Leon, Leon won out.
That was me. I was just telling y'all 7-3. I'm pulling in the parking lot. KO4, see ya.
Andrew, have a great day. KO4HK.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. KO4 CFW.
Have a good day. Start with a double there.
Definitely an advantage of having a fifth wheel trailer of any kind is the turning radius on it.
So much better. Get that wag the dog tail and a sway that you get with the normal of the tag along.
I'm pulling in here to switch vehicles, so I'm going to be out for a few minutes and then I'll be back. KO4HK.
Probably be destinated at work by then. So I'll catch you later on this afternoon, maybe NC9B.
I'll be here. I got 10 more to go before I get off the interstate. KN4 CFW.
If you you do designate. Have a good day. Be careful out there. And Ken, I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4HX.
Hold, I guess the propane alarm going off in the camper. You can hear it just barely. Because the battery's dying in the coach. The house battery. So whenever it gets real low, it starts chirping.
Battery charged.
I've got two solar panels. I need to put one up there, but I just don't like putting holes in a roof. I tell you, I didn't come from the factory with one. It's too old. And the cord I had it plugged in, when it snowed, I scraped the driveway and I scraped across the cord and mangled up the plug. So I got to get another 30 amp plug to put on it. Just a matter of getting the plug and put it on there, getting the battery charged back up.
Ours came with the charger and that, keeping the battery charged up. It does a good job.
The battery it had in it when I bought it, or I don't know what, 7, 6, I don't know how many years ago. So I'm sure the battery's bad, needs to be replaced. And probably doesn't help that it's not plugged in right now. So, yeah, things get done before spring.
MKH, Kevin, you still there? Jump over to 285 repeater. I just added to this radio and I want to check it out.
And I monitor both of them.
I think in the switch bands.
About at work. So I'll tell you, have a great day. Take care. Good talking to you. And I'll holler at you later.
Right, have a good one.
W4MKH monitoring.
Yeah, we usually go over there to the 285 when Patrick's in the black hole and he can't get the 610.
Took me a minute. This repeater is W4RCW and it's founded over in Tryon, North Carolina.
That's right.
A week or so back and couldn't find it, but when you said it was along 26, I started hitting all the towns up and down 26 near the line there and found it.
Have it programmed in this radio. I just have it typed in. But this is a dual band, so you can monitor two at the same time.
Right on this Anytone G578, but it's kind of hard to get from the program file or the channels, or you want to call them, over to a VFO where I can just punch in a frequency. I hadn't figured that one out yet. For about 3 minutes to give me something to drink. I'm getting dry here.
GFW, yeah, I'm still about 3-4 miles out on the interstate.
102.
HKX, I'm back in.
And yeah, Marshall joined us. He'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah, I heard him.
The next time he's got the 285 programmed in.
I figured you'd have a problem from hitting it from that side of the mountain.
Lane went back up.
Imagine everything's going up for a while.
30-something cents, so.
H, I'm back.
KO4HKX here.
You having a good drive-in?
I've made the vehicle switch, and we're pulling out with the tool truck for the morning.
Right. You do a different route every day out of there?
APRS-FI, you'll be able to watch where I go out throughout the day.
My day. Actually, I don't have it. I got APRS here, but I haven't tried to set it up on this radio to make sure it's working. I need to get the HT, or the Anytone HT radio working too. And I got two other HF radios in here I got to get working right. It's just so much to do, and I can concentrate on one, and it takes forever. By the time I get back to the other one, I've already developed two other problems elsewhere. Right now, I got to clean this place up in here because the kids are coming in on Wednesday, so it's always something.
It's always something, isn't there?
Got a new radio next month, so I got to convince the wife that I should be able to do that.
That one.
Get on that up, especially when she heard the $3,500 price tag.
Looking at getting.
That includes a the duplex 8400, and then it also includes a DX Commander 9-band vertical. So two of them should set me up good for years, and that's kind of what I want to do. I've been trying to do that with stuff like a Hermes 2 and some other things, and then trying to decide, you know, I'm spending more money trying to get everything else working to be like what I'm after. I might as well just buy what I'm really after.
It is cheaper to do that.
450D seems to work pretty well.
What?
450D. And that is older radio. They don't make it anymore, but it's a really good one. And then my antenna's MFJ2104, but I don't believe they make it anymore.
My main HF radio right now is an FT710. I love the radio, but I like a lot more control than the proprietary SDR stuff that's in the ASUS and the ICOMs. That's the reason I like the Flex. I got a lot more control of the signal I'm looking at, a lot more things you can do.
That mine don't have no band scope on it or anything, so it's just plain Jane. You just got to scroll over until you hear something.
To that 450D is a nice little radio. I thought about getting one several years ago when it first came out, but I didn't.
From Elmer. He sold it to me for a good deal, so it was my first HF rig. Wasn't one that I had in mind on that, but, you know, I'm glad I got it, and it really taught me a lot because it doesn't have all the bells and whistles.
So, again, out there of the filters and stuff you got going.
Escape. Put up some metal poles here on either side of this pad you scan in to get in the gate, and I see somebody's already scrubbed the paint off of it.
Community, we got flooded out down the gate, and so we had to put in a new scanner and everything down there, fake codes and clickers, all that stuff, and somebody's already ran into that and screwed it up. Trucks coming in here for construction and stuff like that, I guess.
The truck, the dirt mirrors are so wide that if you barely miss the keypad, you almost can't reach it.
Roads up here, especially like right up and down Cox Road, over to 9 or over towards Rutherford, and you end up with so much these big Ford trucks with the mirrors sticking out there. I've almost had to run off the road a couple times. The truck was in his lane, but his dang mirrors were taking up half of my lane.
After that, hey, give me a minute. I got to offload this battery. I had to pick up the battery for work last night. Let me offload this battery. I'll be back in a minute. KN4TFW.
Keypads at the wrong height for a truck anyway. So that's part of the problem. And then the guys in the trucks don't need to be trying to get up there. Just get out of the truck, walk up there, and open the gate.
And we have coming up in here, I know there's a big truck that comes up and delivers my wife's medical supplies that she needs each month. He has to get out and go down and push the button on there to call me, and then I can let him in from my cell phone, and just jump back in the truck and go on. So they're not really set up, you're right, for trucks.
Awkward height for a truck, which you can't have something for a truck and a car. It just won't work. And then you bring in a big truck, it's even higher than a pickup truck. So best thing to do is, if you're going to have stuff like that, make it one height, and then if the trucks want to, they can just get out and go there, but make it a covered spot where they don't get drenched in the rain.
I've never really driven a truck like that. I've driven deuce and a halfs in the big 28-foot box trucks for U-Haul when doing moves and stuff. My dad was a truck driver for years and years, and I rode with him quite a bit growing up as a kid. Trucks are definitely different than cars, and neither one, sometimes even the truck drivers don't know how to drive and go between the lines or stay between the poles or whatever. They hit stuff too.
You get to watching one side and forget about the other one and don't realize you're so close to something or too many moving things behind you while you're trying to back up. That's the worst right there. If everybody would just be still for a minute, we'd get out of the way.
Worked for almost 15 years for a trucking company in their IT department. So, got a big affinity for semis, but never really wanted to drive one.
Semi, I'm driving a box truck. About the same size as that U-Haul truck you've been driving. So, that's what I'm in right now.
I've seen the picture somewhere of that truck. I guess that was on your QRZ page.
QRZ.
Say 7-3, everybody have an awesome day and that, and I look forward to catching you in the morning. KN4, TFW.
Hey, day. Hope everything goes good for you. And tell Miss Susan we said hello. KO4HK.
And enjoy your day, sir.
Got on the agenda for the day.
Well, we were told yesterday by my oldest boy, him and his fiance are coming up tomorrow. And so I got to clean this place up in here, my shack, between now and then. You know, the kids, the other two kids just left, not quite 2 weeks ago, and I've already messed it up again.
Can you use it?
I need to work on the layout here so stuff gets moved around, and then I need something, or I got to move it off the desk. And it sits on the bed here behind me, and then a couple times I do that, and now I got a bed all full of stuff. And everything on the desk. I'm looking for something I need to produce. I still haven't found a USB cable that I need for one of these mics I've got. But you have to pull the stuff out of the closet there and go through all those cases. And they sit on the bed where I'm looking. It just gets too messy too fast.
I know. I have to constantly stay on mine or it gets to where I can barely get in the door.
Head of flex. I'm going to simplify. Actually, can't decide if I'm going to get rid of the AC 710 or not. Definitely get rid of the amp. I'm going to pull the big LDG tuner out of here and then rearrange the desks and pull this Hermes out. Just little things like that, and I got to find a place to store some of this stuff in closets.
I got my business office there in my radio room, and it's not a very big room anyway, so both of them competing for space.
So I would say use the shack, the main computer, or, you know, email or cruise the internet, anything else I got to do that's personal computer related. And then I got the bed and a couple end tables next to that, some light stuff behind me. Only gets used normally about every couple of months, because only need it when more than one kid comes up. They all come up, we need it. But everybody wants the front bedroom, which is bigger. It's got the looks outside into the front yard down to the road where the deer like to play. So everybody wants that room.
Thanks, Jax. Yeah, and that's the room everybody's competing for.
W4MKH for ID. Like I said, I'll simplify. I need to start cleaning up in here, but the wife's on the other side of the wall sleeping, and so if I go throwing stuff around in the closet there, banging on the walls and stuff, she'll hear, and I don't want to wake her up. I want her to get her rest.
Then you'll be competing for something else.
Her breakfast and her morning tea and stuff, so I have to stop and go do that. I'll probably get on actual cleanup around about 9:30 or so after the net.
We're on at 9:30.
Team's over at 7.225, kicks off at 9. By the time we've got through it, if I just stay for the first round, it's take about half an hour. Go sometimes up to an hour.
I don't get to listen during that time, so that's why I was just curious.
That's probably mostly what I do over there is some nets like that. I like the rag chew, and I'm getting things set up. That's one reason for getting a DX Commander to put outside multi-band vertical that I can start chasing DX. I've got about 46 countries, so I got a ways to go.
Way ahead of me, huh? I've only got maybe three.
It's quick, and I don't necessarily count them all. I'll just try to do them voice, or maybe repeat some of them, but FT8's a good way to get your DX100.
I've done a little FT8. Not a huge fan, but, you know, each their own. I'm not saying it's a bad mode or anything like that. It's just, it's not my thing. I'm more of the conversation or actually part of it instead of just trying to make a contact.
Yeah, it kind of helps fill in. I got one small, not quite a QRP. It puts out about 25 watts radio down here. That an SVDX3. Anyway, I'm going to dedicate that to FT8.
I don't know that radio, so I have to look it up.
Mental radio. Some guy over named Farhad or something like that in India did. Pretty neat little radio. It's run off of a Raspberry Pi built into it. You got like a 7-inch or 8-inch screen there.
People building more experimental radios lately.
Go that way with the HL2, the Hermes light, but too many problems in that thing. It'd work one day, and then the next day it just wouldn't work, and I haven't figured out what the problem is, so I just said, I'm going to put it aside for a while and get what I really want, a Flex.
Got it. I want something that works. I ain't having to mess with it all the time. That just, I don't know. Don't have the time or the patience for it anymore.
Windows-based interface for these radios, SDR radios. I like to be able to see the signals, drag the the band across, and line up on the signal, filter out stuff. They're really nice. That part I'm okay with. It's getting everything up and working. This Hermes, you know, I could talk, and then I couldn't talk, then I could talk again, and then if you mute the radio, it starts rebooting the darn thing. I don't know what was wrong.
Yes, Scott.
For that.
Not so much trouble with it, but maybe you'll get it figured out here before long.
I didn't come back to it later. You know, I don't know. I may just end up selling it. The guy does good stuff. I know the Hermes can work, but this is all built into a case by this guy that did it. And so the power supply is in there. It just plugs into AC wall instead of having to do the 12 volts. There's a supply in there already to provide the 12 volts. It's got a the Hermes lights built into the case. There's a computer built into the case. There's too much stuff, and I think it's getting some RF. It may have been working. The guy I got it from said it was working fine before he shipped it, and then it took several extra days to get here by FedEx. They kind of lost it or something. So it may have gotten beaten up in the shipping.
You figured out, like I said, I know it's got to be frustrating. You get a new piece of equipment or a new toy, and then it don't work like you wanted it to or it's supposed to.
I haven't heard Fred this morning. You out there, sir? You want to talk to your son?
CM, title 4HCAT.
Conversation.
W4SDM, KO4HCAT. This morning either, so hopefully he'll come in here in a little bit.
He's kind of reluctant to break in on us at times, so wanted to give him a chance.
Try to leave a little space there for him to do it sometimes, and he generally will come in here when he's ready. I'm staying.
And go back home the next Wednesday.
On the radio in the morning then, that week.
About room, and so I can still use this room as long as I keep it kind of quiet in here.
You know, he's putting up some soundproofing in there.
I like that. I mean, I don't know if I'll be here for the rest of the week. And between jobs, the company made some changes, and I mean, he was like number two man in the company. Now he's out, and because he wasn't going to accept the changes, so he's looking. His fiance though works remotely for a advertising firm up in New York. Does stuff with advertising for the Super Bowl commercials and things like that. And so she's just going to work remotely out of my office here while they're up.
I know she's probably really busy right now.
She's doing what she does, but she'll be able to have some free time during the day between meetings and stuff like that. So we'll get out, and they like hiking and going to the waterfall, so we'll do some of that this week.
Pennsylvania Cats, what it's known for is the waterfalls. There's hundreds upon hundreds of them.
And their Cashiers Highlands or something like that, where they gone through the first time they'd ever come up here. So the day after Thanksgiving, we all took a ride with them over there, and they went down to one of the waterfalls there off the side of the road, and he proposed. So everybody knew about it ahead of time but her. And so it was a big surprise that they used a waterfall like that that they visited.
But like I say, if they're into waterfalls over in Transylvania County where I'm at, there's plenty of them to go experience. And if you like hiking, there's a lot of them you got to hike into.
Yes, hiking a whole lot, especially if there's, you know, any steepness to it, because I got a bad knee from the time I was in the Army, and it hurts to do it, walking too long on it or to do too much climbing or going downgrade.
I understand that one. They've been telling me for a few years that I need a new knee, so I've been putting it off as long as I can.
Stand one of those myself, but, you know, it's just, it's limiting, but, you know, I can get through life without doing any knee surgery right now.
KO4HKX.
Marshall and whoever else is in, I just got down here. Y'all talking about knees, huh?
Pardon, but mine's bugging me pretty good this morning.
We got a guy that I've been talking to for a few years now. He was up for knee surgery. He couldn't. His knee was killing him. And he did something. He was telling me about it last week and last night. I talked to him for a few minutes. There's some kind of new thing that it's, you go take, he does six treatments. And I don't know exactly what it is, but it makes your cartilage start regenerating itself. And he's opted out of the surgery. He said his knee is like 98% better after the second treatment.
QC Kinetics.
But he's gone nuts over it. He said he can't believe his knee's not hurting anymore. He's because he was going to have some serious surgery and he didn't want to do it. He had it scheduled for, I think, this month, and he's done the two treatments. He said he's back to normal, so he's opted out of that. Anyway, I thought I'd mention that. He had to pay for it. Six treatments, I think he said, was $1,600.
That's surgery. And so there's like no rehab or physical therapy from that, huh?
Get him to tell me. I think he's having it done in, I think he's in Georgia. I know they're doing it there. They probably do it here too. But anyway, it's something maybe to look at. If your knees, if you're ready for surgery, you might want to look at that. I'll find out more about it. I'll see if I can get on in there with him tonight and find out more.
All right, dude. If it is QC Kinetics, there's a place in Asheville that does that.
Down here in Greenville, too.
I'm using that term, but it doesn't sound familiar. I don't know what it is, but he said it's he's done two of them. He did. Evidently, it doesn't take long, whatever it is. He was telling me that it was something similar to how they bust up kidney stones or something, I think. Well, if it lets you start growing limbs back and teeth and stuff like that, let me know where it is.
Back in the right place.
I don't know if they'll do it in our lifetime. They'll probably figure that out one day.
This is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, guys. Have a great day.
All right, catch you later, Patrick. Go make you some money in 4AZE.
Enjoy your day and stay safe. W4MPH.
Ed this morning, or?
sir. KF4NXY.
How you doing?
Not well. I'm going to go get this incision in my neck checked out today. Going to the doctor's office, get them to take a look at it, see how it's coming along.
Hey, do you have stitches in it or something?
Kind of tape or something, you know, on it, or I'm not so sure it's really stitches, but they, you know, it's about time for them to check on it. I was supposed to go in a week after surgery, but I kind of postponed it, so I need to go in today.
Get yourself up there and get that checked out. Make sure everything's good. I'm sure it is. You'd have been hurting or something if it wasn't. Today's a good day. It's going to be near 80 degrees today.
That's good. Good to hear that.
That's the N4A's Eddie.
4NXY. Yeah, I got some guys coming this morning. I got getting my driveways redone, getting them done in concrete this time instead of asphalt. So they're going to be digging up the old asphalt and Thursday be putting in the concrete.
Concrete. Yeah, we did that when we built this house. It was high, but we went ahead and bit the bullet and did it. I'm glad we did. But we're having painters today. They're starting the painting on our house. We're getting all that done all on the inside. So we'll have a mess of that for a week or so, 2 weeks maybe.
I could use a good painter coming here and do the ceilings again. We had them done a while back, and there's still some spots that need to be touched up.
Converting that asphalt over to concrete, is that very expensive? I got a asphalt circular driveway here, and it's probably, the house is only about 50 foot up from the road, so it's not a big driveway, but the asphalt is 20 years old and starting to get cracks from roots on the trees and stuff. I need to do something with it.
Yeah, it's extremely expensive. I'm not sure how much, you know, how many yards we're getting done out there, but oh, yeah, well, and, you know, and the wife didn't really want to get it done. I told her, I said, well, if we don't get it done now, you know, 5 or 10 years down the road, that asphalt up pretty much unusable, and the cost is going to be even more to get the concrete put down. So, you know, it's one of them deals, you know, like you say, you gotta bite the bullet and just go ahead and do it.
It's some guys were talking about that around $200 a yard or something like that, and that's not finished. That's just out of poured it out of the truck.
It breaks down by the yard, but we're looking at a total cost of almost $17,000.
Anyway.
A decent size circular driveway in front of our double wide, and then we got a mobile home out back that my father-in-law lived in for a good while, and then my mom lived in it. But anyway, it's got a long straightaway driveway for it, and then I've got a small cobbled on garage onto the side of a building. He's you know, gonna be putting concrete in that for me also. So it's I'm not sure how many, you know, yards of concrete all that is, but it's gonna, you know, it's a pretty good sized job. He's a lot more reasonable than most of your concrete companies. I've had him do some work for me before, and he's done some work at our church, so he does really good work. But just everything's gone, you know, sky high last few years, and I ain't looking for none of it to come back down, though, no time.
Cars wide, but but it's probably only about 150 feet or less total.
You wouldn't think that would cost you an extreme amount of money. I've got his phone number around here somewhere. I could, have you got a good email address on QRZ? Let me get your call sign again.
W4MKH, Mike Kila Hotel. And yeah, the email address on there is good.
Before Mike Kilo Hotel. Well, I'll look you up in a little while, you know, when I find his phone number, and I'll shoot you his phone number.
I'd rush or anything, so, you know, do what you got to do elsewhere first.
No problem. My doctor's appointment ain't till this afternoon, so I got some time this morning.
I'm having to spend some money this year.
I got the generator guy ought to be coming, I figure, about the 15th or so, and then propane people going to be bringing one of them big old torpedo tanks to run the generator. I'm not sure it's through Suburban Propane. We talked to them about just getting a smaller 200-gallon tank, but we wound up getting one of the monsters, you know, when them, you know, I call them torpedo. Really, I imagine they're probably two or three times the size of a torpedo.
Gonna have it above ground or what?
What's gonna be above ground is the torpedo's gonna be out there near my antenna tower, and I guess they're gonna run everything under the back porch to the generator's going to be over near, you know, near the power pole.
But you'll rent the tank, right?
Yeah, that's what we're setting it up to do, is renting the tank.
I don't have, that way you don't have to deal with any of it. Of course, you might have to pay a little rent each year depending on if you use enough gas. We still got ours when we were originally on propane. It's buried. But I just pay the rent on it rather than dig the thing up and leave a big hole and all that. Of course, I was thinking of running a generator off of it, and they said, let's go with the gas. That's the best way to go if you got a choice. Now I got a tank sitting out there I pay rent on every year that I'm really not using. I'll have to figure out what to do about that. But, yeah, I'd go ahead and get at least a 250 or more if they've, you know, because you're not having to buy it.
It's going to be a good-sized tank, and, you know, all of it's in the backyard, so it, you know, don't really matter. You know, it's not going to be unsightly, because, you know, ain't nobody going to see it going down the road.
My daughter, she's got her tank's buried. It's a, I want to think it's a 500. And she ran her generator for six or seven days straight off of that tank. So that leaves you plenty of fuel, you know.
I think what they were telling us that, you know, if the power's out, you don't want to be running out of gas, because they're going to be getting calls left and right, people wanting, you know, to get their gas refilled, and they might not have time to fool with you. So if you've got, you know, really more than you need out there, then, you know, you can survive for a week, you know, like you say, nonstop. But didn't you say both your daughters were going to get systems?
I've already got one. She's got a Generac, and she's got the propane. The other one, well, we just got with Johnny last week. We got all that taken care of for my youngest brat. She's having a
hers is propane also. Now, she's got a 100-gallon tank. All she uses it for is her gas logs and what else she used it for. So, oh, she's got that heat on demand or whatever, water. And but she'll have to get a bigger tank. But the propane company will do that. They can hook her up on the 100 right now, then she'll get the gas company out, the propane company, and they'll put her in a bigger tank.
Johnny was saying, you know, that they could hook up the propane tank, but Suburban Propane don't want to let them do it. Suburban Propane wants to be the ones to hook it up, so I don't know if there's going to be any consternation over that or not, but you know, we'll figure all that out in another week or two.
I'd make sure I said, look, there's no charge for y'all hooking it up because the generator company will do it, and it's already paid for. So if they want, I'd find out if they want to charge you for it.
Yeah, check into that.
Charge you. There's a lot of propane companies out there.
You kind of want us telling the wife there was, the Suburban was kind of aggravating with a whole bunch of silly forms to fill out and junk. And I told her they kind of acting like they're doing us a favor. And, hey, we the one giving them the business. So, you know, like you said, there's a lot of propane companies out there.
W4FGM.
Yep. Yeah, I'd go ahead and get some quotes too. Get somebody to find out what it costs. Go ahead, Fred. You holler at Jonathan in 4AZE.
Hey, thank you. Very kind of you. Thank you. KD4FDI, W4FCM. You up yet, son? Nope, not yet. Thank you, guys. I'll just listen for a while.
Holler at him again. He may not have had time to come back. He might have been drinking some coffee.
Very true. KD4FDI, W4 Fox Charlie Mike. Well, thank you, guys. W4FCM.
Get in here.
I'm gonna go freshen up my coffee and scrounge up something for breakfast. You have a good morning, and I might catch you on here a little bit later. KF4NXY, be clear on your final.
Hey, be checking on my Mustang. Well, don't forget about that thing just in case. Enjoy your coffee and your breakfast. We'll catch you after a while. N4AZE. Marshall, I'll try to find out about that knee thing when I talk to Guido tonight.
I'm in no hurry on that either, but it would be good to know what options are out there. I'm going to be away from the radio for a few minutes, so I got to get me some other stuff in the kitchen there to take care of, and I'll be back. W4MKH, I'll be clear for a few on your final.
There, Marshall. I'll find out what I can find out. Catch you later. And Fred, go ahead. It's yours. N4AZE.